Well, good morning.
大家早。
And greetings from Beverly today.
我也代表我的妻子跟大家问候。
I know that she would like to be here.
我知道她会喜欢到这边来。
So she wanted to come, but I kind of made her stay home.
她本来想来，但是我强迫她留在家里。
I reminded her that I am her nurse right now.
我提醒她，我现在是她的护士。
And she's not really the world's best patient.
她不是全世界最好的病人。
But part of that is the reason I think that she's getting well so quickly, and we are grateful to God for how He, as a great physician, has been touching her physical body.
她复原得非常好，但是我想我们的神是一位大医生，所以神在触摸她的身体，使她复原得非常顺利。
It is a wonderful thing to be able to come to God in prayer for our physical needs.
我们因为身体的需要来到神面前祷告是一件非常大的权利。
We joined you together the last time I was here in praying for Annie.
上次我在这边的时候，我们一起为师母祷告。
And we've been rejoicing in how God has undertaken for her as well.
我们也非常欢喜上帝怎么照顾了她。
And that encouraged us as Bev faced this very sudden surgery,
那当我的妻子遇到这么非常突发的需要手术的时候，
to trust God in her life,
也在生命当中去信靠神。
I would just say very personally this morning that this has been a very difficult season for Beverly.
但是早上我跟大家分享，就是对我的太太来说，现在是她人生当中非常困难的一个季节。
About 3 weeks ago, her younger sister died very suddenly without warning.
大概三个礼拜前，她的妹妹没有预警就过世了。
And so she has been grieving that as well as adjusting to the rehabilitation process following surgery.
所以她一方面在忧伤妹妹的过世，一方面又要调整自己在复健的过程当中。
I say that because it's interesting to me how as I prepare a message, how often the message is for me.
非常有意思的就是当我预备这篇讲章的时候呢，这篇讲章事实上在对我来说话。
I began preparing this about a month ago, thinking I would be here on a certain date, and I had my date wrong.
我大概一个月前就为今天的讲章在预备，然后我把日期想错了。
But it turns out this sermon in these intervening weeks is a ministry to Beverly and me as we have walked through some challenging times.
他原来以为他是八月五号讲到，但是我跟他说，哦，你是八月十二号，就他太太是八月六号手术，所以这个礼拜这篇讲章对他来说的非常非常的贴切。
So I'm just thankful for God's word.
所以我非常感谢神的话语。
And I'm really grateful that what I do this morning is get to share with you the Word of God.
所以今天早上我要跟大家分享上帝的话。
Not my own words.
不是我自己的话。
Not my own thoughts.
也不是我自己的思想。
But when we open the Bible, it is as if God Himself is speaking to us.
但是当我们把圣经打开的时候，是上帝他自己在对我们说话。
And what a wonderful blessing that is.
那这是一个非常美好的祝福。
Now I've been given the assignment of preaching through the book of Ecclesiastes.
我给他的任务是今年要把传道书讲完。
And I thought that I could maybe do that in 6 times.
我想我可能我以原来以为我六次可以讲完。
But I confess to you that I cannot do it that quickly.
但是我必须让他承认我没有办法这么快的讲完。
So you're going to have me come even next year to finish it up.
所以明年我还必须回来把它讲完。
Because I don't want to rush through what I think are incredibly important life lessons that have practical meaning for us in our everyday lives.
因为我不想匆匆带过这么重要的功课在我们日常的实际的生活当中。
So I want us to take our Bibles and turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
所以请大家拿开你的圣经翻到传道书第四章。
And I'm asking Annie if she would read the first 12 verses of that passage for us, so we will get a good sense, actually the first 11 verses, we will get a good sense of what we are going to be talking about today.
我会从第一读到第十一节，让大家有一个整全的观念，就是这几节经文在讲些什么。好，传道书第四章第一节，我又转念见日光之下所行的一切欺压，看哪，受欺压的流泪，且无人安慰；欺压他们的有势力，也无人安慰他们。因此， 我赞叹那早已死的死人，胜过那还活着的活人。并且我以为那未曾生的，就是未见过日光之下恶事的，比这两等人更强。我又见人为一切的劳碌和各样灵巧的工作，就被灵舍嫉妒，这也是虚空，也是捕风。愚昧人抱着手吃自己的肉，满了一把得享安静，强如满了两把劳碌捕风。我又转念见日光之下有一件虚空的事，有人孤单无儿无子无兄，竟劳碌不息，眼目也不以钱财为主。他说，我劳劳碌碌刻苦自己，不享福了，到底是为谁呢？这也是虚空，是极重的劳苦。两个人总比一个人好，因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效。若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴；若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶起他来，这人就有祸了。再者，二人同睡就都暖和，一人独睡怎能暖和呢？
So when you listen to those words, part of that is depressing.
当你听到这些话的时候呢，让你的感觉有点
Would you agree?
压抑，有点沮丧，对吗？
It sounds very futile and almost fatalistic.
它听起来非常的虚空无益，而且有点是宿命论的感觉。
And one of the things that we want to see when we're looking at the book of Ecclesiastes is
当我们看传道书的时候，我们要留意的一件事情是
is the difference between the futility of life without God
就是没有上帝的生活是多么的虚空无益
and the fullness of life with God
而有神的生活是多么的丰富。
And you have to look very carefully within the scope of this book to find those things that accentuate the fullness of the life that God intends for us.
所以你必须从这个传道者作者的角度来观看这两种不同的生活，从里面更多去发现上帝为我们定下的生活的旨意是什么。
What we've learned in the first couple of chapters is this, that the futility of life is the result of chasing after wind.
我们在前几章讲到人生的虚空，最主要原因是我们在捕风。
Chasing after the transient things of life that really are not designed by God to meet the innermost needs of our life.
我们在追逐那些非常过渡性的东西，而没有专注在神为我们预备的永恒的旨意。
And the fullness of life that comes when we come to a place in our life that we realize that every good gift from the Father above is ours as we learn to trust in Him.
而学习到生活的丰满是认知从上帝来的一切美好的东西都是他为我们预备去享受的。
And when we met last time together, we read chapter 3, we talked about the fact there was a time to be born and a time to die.
而上次讲到第三章的时候，我们说生有时，死有时。
And a whole litany of other things, times that are good, times that are bad, but they all are part of the life that God has scripted for us.
不管好的时光或是坏的时光，都是神为我们写下的人生的一部分。
And so the challenge to us is to steward or take good care of every opportunity that both good and bad challenges in life present to us.
我们需要学习的智慧就是上帝给我们的不管是好或坏的东西我们都要善善的去应对它。
Remember that I reminded you of a book that has been written called Living Life Backwards.
有一本书叫做倒活着来看生活。
And the author suggests in this book as his main point that what we believe about death instructs what we believe about life and how we should live it.
作者在这本书里面所要强调的是，我们对死亡怎么看，就影响到我们对人生怎么看。
It would seem that so much of our life is focused on us.
好像我们的生活很多时候都是专注在自己。
It's focused on me.
专注在自己身上。
How am I doing?
我现在怎么活得怎么样？
What do I need to do to move forward?
我往前走到底需要做些什么？
What kind of success am I having?
我现在获有的是什么样的成功？
Is my life meaningful?
我的人生有意义吗？
Am I finding contentment and satisfaction and joy?
我在人生当中找些满足还有喜乐吗？
And though those questions are not illegitimate, it may be that the better question is not how am I doing, but how are we doing?
那这些问题不是说不好，但是最重要的问题是不是我做的怎么样，而是我们过得怎么样。
So when we talk about how we are doing, there is this vertical sense of that. How are God and I doing in our relationship together?
所以在想到我们过得怎么样的时候呢，要专注的一件事情是我跟上帝垂直的关系怎么样。
But in this passage, as you notice towards the end of the verses that Annie read, the question is, how are we doing in terms of celebrating the relationships that we have with one another?
我刚刚读的经节最后几句讲到两人比一人好，所以当我们能够在群体当中活出一个好的生活的时候呢，这就是神喜悦的旨意。
Because we're not designed to live by ourselves and for ourselves alone.
因为上帝设计我们的人生不是单单为我自己，而且让我自己生活。
We are made with relationship with God.
上帝造我们要跟他有关系。
And for relationship with others.
跟他人也有关系。
When those things are magnified or maximized in our focus, our preoccupation with our selfish pursuits are diminished.
当我们能够专注在跟神的关系、跟他人的关系的时候，对自我的专注就会越来越减少。
And so I want to talk about three things today that.
今天我要跟大家谈论三个事情。
That are going to help us uncover the difference between how I am doing and the real question I want you to think about today.How are we doing? I want to broaden your perspective.
帮我们发现，也是希望扩张大家的视野，从我这个人过得怎么样到我们过得怎么样来看这一段经文。
I want to talk first of all about the pain of selfish pursuit.
我想跟大家首先谈谈自私的追寻是多么的痛苦。
Because in these opening verses of chapter 4,
因为在第四章一开头的几节经文。
These verses seem laden with negativity and pain.
里面有好多负面的，还有痛苦的想法。
And I think that's true because our labor and our life tend to be all about ourselves.
因为常常我们的劳苦，还有我们对生命的专注，都是在自己的身上。
And the writer suggests that in his experience of life, there are either people who are oppressing us, or we are experiencing the pain of being oppressed.
作者建议说，在我们人生当中，有的时候我们觉得遭受人家的逼迫或压迫，有些人是受逼迫的人，有些人是压迫人的人。
If you read these verses, he said many of us are primarily motivated by envy, wanting what we don't have that others seem to have.
有的时候呢，嫉妒或是羡慕驱策我们的生活，因为我们想要别人所有的东西。
You may be too young to remember this, but when I was growing up, we talked about keeping up with the Joneses. How many ever heard that phrase?
你们或许年纪还不够我大好，我记得我小的时候长大的时候呢，常美国里有一句话就是 keeping up with the Joneses， 就是要跟人家去比攀比啊，而且要活到他们那个样子。
Maybe for you it'd be like keeping up with the Lins, right?
对我们来说或许要跟邻家去比。
But the idea is that as we look at those around us, we're sort of driven or drawn to having what they have and living the life that we imagine that they are living.
常常我们看到自己邻居或朋友的生活，就想说啊，我好羡慕他们那个样子的生活，我也要跟他们一样。
And the writer of Ecclesiastes says that's chasing after wind. That is pure foolishness.
但是作者说这就是捕风，这是无益的。
And that can never bring satisfaction and enjoyment.
它没有办法带来真正的满足和享受。
And he said, if that's how you're living, your ultimate conclusion is, it would be better than to be dead than alive, because at least the dead don't have to worry about that.
他说，假如我们的想法是这样的话呢，那我们死了不如活着好，因为死的人呢，不用去担心这些事情。
And that's a very, very sad place to come to.
所以假如我们生活落入到这样的境况的话，是相当悲惨的。
And the capstone of that is found in verse 6. I want to talk about that verse just for a moment.
但是第六节，他把 他总结了上面这一段。
Actually, it's verse 5, I'm sorry.
第五节。
The fool folds his hands and eats his own flesh.
那愚昧人抱着手吃自己的肉呢，还是吃自己的骨肉？按照他的原文哈，吃自己的骨肉。
That's a really sad saying, isn't it?
这是非常悲惨的一个话。
So the foolish man who is preoccupied with his own selfish pursuits,
一个愚昧人，他的追逐就是自我。
And looks at everybody else who has more than he does, who has a better life than he does, or has everything that he wants that he doesn't own.
他看别人拥有他所没有的一切。
He folds his hands and says, "What's the use of trying?"
所以他把手抱起来说，哎呀，我尝试这个有什么用呢？
And instead of looking outward, he looks inward.
所以他不是往外看，而是往内看。
And the idiomatic expression that is used here, he ends up eating his own flesh or devouring himself.
所以说他吃自己的肉的意思就是他后来变成吞噬自己。
Those selfish desires lead to disappointment and they lead to a life of self-indulgent futility.
这些无意的追逐带来的是失望、沮丧，还有虚空。
I have a friend whose father, excuse me, his grandfather, was a part, my friend was a pastor at my church, but his grandfather never attended.
我有个朋友，他也是牧师，但他的祖父从来不来教会。
And I don't think I've told you this story before, but Mr. Rosser was a man who worked every single day of his life, 7 days a week, 10 hours a day.
那这个人，这个祖父呢，就是一个礼拜工作七天，然后每天工作七个小时。
He was not very nice.
他也不是一个很和气的人。
Really, he had no friends.
基本上他没有朋友。
But he was saving money for the day he could buy a large motorhome.
但是他把钱存起来，希望能够有一天买一个这个
And when he retired, they would travel, he and his wife.
因为这样，如果他退休的话，他跟他的妻子就可以去旅行。
He never went to church, he never went to family gatherings, he never socialized, he just lived unto himself.Waiting for that selfish desire to come to pass.
所以他从来不去教会，也不跟家人团聚，也不出去，只为了把这个钱存下来，等到他退休了，可以去买一个旅行车。
And he bought the motorhome.
最后他买了旅行车。
It was beautiful.
很漂亮。
He placed it in his driveway.
把它放在他的车道上。
He had it 6 months before he retired.
还有六个月他就退休了。
He never drove it.
他从来没有开过。
He waxed it. He polished it.
他把它打蜡，把它擦漂亮。
I'm guessing he went every day outside and admired and said, "Isn't that just the most beautiful motorhome?"
我想他每天都会到外面看看他这个旅行车，说：“哎呀，太漂亮了。”
Back to work 7 days a week.
然后回去
10 hours a day.
好，七天都上班，每天十个小时。
And his retirement day came.
退休的那一天终于来了。
And on a Friday night, with his motorhome parked in the driveway to leave on Saturday morning with his wife.
就那个礼拜五晚上，他看到他的这个旅行车停到外面，礼拜六就要跟太太出门旅游。
He had a retirement dinner.
他又吃了一个退休的这个晚餐。
It was not enjoyable to him because he really had formed no meaningful relationships with the people with whom he worked.
但是这个退休晚餐对他来说并不是很有意义，因为他跟这些来吃的人没有朋友的关系。
He got through the meal, went home that night to take a nap and to get ready for his early departure in the morning.
所以吃完晚饭就回家，就早点睡觉，想明天一大早就要出门。
And he had a heart attack.
那天晚上他得了心脏病。
And he died in his sleep.
在睡眠当中死去了。
And he never drove that motor home 1 mile.
所以这个旅行车开了一里都不到。
He spent all of his life in pursuit of that goal, disregarding everyone around him, and in the end, what he hoped for never came to pass.
所以他花了穷尽一生买了这个旅行车，不跟任何人交往，但是没有享受到。
What are you giving yourself to?
所以我们把自己的人生奉献给什么呢？
I ask myself often. So Dale, what is it that you're chasing after?
所以我也常问自己，你到底在追逐什么？
Is it success?
是成功吗？
How would I measure success?
那我怎么衡量成功呢？
Would I measure it by how much wealth I have?
是不是根据我的多少财富？
Would I measure it by the nice things that people said about me and the notoriety I achieved?
是不是我的名声，还有别人对我所有的赞美的话？
Would I feel success because my name was in the papers or I had achieved great fame?
还是我有好名声，我的名字在报纸上出现？
Would I feel success because I was knowledgeable and I had studied and learned everything that I could to make my life better?
还是我很有知识，我读了很多书，使我的人生更好？
Would I feel fulfilled because I could look around my backyard and see my motorhome and my new car and all the things that I saved? Would that make me feel successful?
那我会感觉到在后院看到我的车子，看到我的旅行车，哎呀，我觉得我人生很成功吗？
Would it be beauty because I'd styled my hair and had a facelift and physically exercised every day of my life so I could look at myself and say, what a beautiful man you are? Would that be it?
还是说我 很健康很年轻做了拉皮手术每天看着镜子觉得、啊、我很英俊你是这个是不是让你觉得很成功
Or would it just be my relentless pursuit of more?
我的无穷尽的追逐要更多到底是什么
I recently watched a movie about the story of J. Paul Getty.
我最近看了一个电影讲到 Getty 这个人的传记。
I just saw it a couple weeks ago, but it reminded me of a time when I was just a teenager when they were still publishing Life magazine.
这个电影让我想起，在我还是年轻的时候呢，那个时候《时代》杂志相当的流行。
How many of you remember that magazine?
有多少人记得《时代》杂志
？It was very, very colorful, lots of pictures, so I like that.
它的色彩很多，非常好看。
And in this particular magazine in 1965, they were telling the story of J. Paul Getty, who was the richest man in the world.
那1965年《时代》杂志就特写 Getty 这个人，他那是全世界最富有的一个人。
And there were a series of beautiful pictures of the opulence and the wealth that were a part of his everyday life.
还有他每天生活在多么富丽堂皇的这个环境当中。
History records that he was a very selfish, lonely man.
但是历史记录说他是一个非常自私又非常孤独的人。
And the one particular picture that I will remember, and this was 1965, so I was 17 years old. I was a young person with all of my dreams before me.
那1965年我还只有17岁，眼前有一大堆的梦想，我就特别记得我看到的这一幅图画。
It was a grand table with about 60 chairs around it.
是一个很大的桌子，它四围围了60张椅子。
And he was seated at one end of the table by himself eating dinner with his valet there to provide his food for him.
他坐在一个桌子的尽头，一个人吃东西，然后他的这个服侍的人就在他的旁边。
And underneath were these words that he verbalized to the news reporter.
然后下面他就是他对记者说的几句话。
I'm the loneliest man in the world.
我是世界上最孤独的人。
What these life experiences are a verification of the truth of God's word that is so carefully spelled out for us in this great book, and particularly in this chapter.
那这些人生的经历啊，就特别见证出上帝话语的实在，特别是第四章所讲的话。
Chasing after the stuff of the world is a painful pursuit that yields no lasting results.
追求世上的东西。到最后让你非常的不满足它不能够长久
And it results in the recurrent claim of the writer of the book of Ecclesiastes who himself had more than any man experienced in his lifetime of saying life is meaningless life is vanity
而传道书的作者是当时拥有世界上东西最多的那个人他得到的结论是说人生拥有这一切都无意都没有意义
Have you had moments where you felt like that a little bit?
那是不是在你的人生中你有这样的感触呢
What's the use? What really matters?
好，到底这些有什么益处呢？到底是什么是重要的？
And what I always remember, and I know I've alluded to this before, is that one of the philosophers of years back made the statement that God has created us with a God-shaped vacuum.
那我就想到好几年前我读到一个哲学家讲的说上帝造我们呢在我们的心里面有一个只有他可以填满的一个形状
And nothing can fill that vacuum except what God intends
没有什么东西除了上帝自己可以填满那个真空
It's sort of the enigma of trying to put a square peg in a round hole, right?
就好像想要把一个正方形的一个砖头放到一个圆形的形状里面
It doesn't work because it doesn't fit
因为它不能够配合，所以行不通。
It's not how God made us, how God designed us.
因为上帝不是这样造作我们，不是这样设计我们。
So the The converse of this is to consider if that's the case, if the pursuit of the stuff of this world is painful and selfish and unrewarding, how then do I find peace and contentment?
所以相反的是，如果追求世界上这一切东西让我们这么没有平安，感觉虚空，那么我到底怎么找到我的平安和满足呢？
So there is this little tiny verse in the middle of the 12 verses that Annie read.
所以在我刚刚读的这几节经文当中，有一个小小的经文。
That could be easily overlooked if we did not look at them carefully.
假如我们不仔细的去看的话呢，我们就会略过它。
Here's what it says.
它是这么说的。
Better is a handful of quietness than two hands full of toil and a striving after wind.
就是第六节，满了一把，就是一个手抓住的哈，得享安静，倘若满了两个手，劳碌捕风。
Now, what do you think the critical word in this verse is?
你觉得这句经文里面最重要的一个关键字是什么？
It's the word quietness.
就是安静。
So think of rushing and chasing after wind and being busy and doing all of that stuff, and then think about quietness.
我们可以拿不断的去追逐不断的忙碌跟安静来对比。
And in this Hebrew word, here's what it really means.
这个字在它的希伯来文里面的真正意思是
peace of mind,
心灵的安静。
Calmness of heart,
心里的平静,
and a sense of contentment.
还有一个满足的感觉。
Let me say it again.
让我再说一次。
Peace of mind,
心灵的安静,
calmness of heart,
心里的平稳,
and a sense of contentment.
还有一个满足的感觉。
How many would sign up for that?
有多少人愿意有这个东西?
Tell me how to find that, right?
请你告诉我怎么去找到这些。
And so the problem of securing this peace is that it's not a natural process for us.
所以要确保这些平安的，对我们来说呢，不是一个很自然的过程。
We work really hard, and it seems not to produce a good result.
有时候我们很辛苦工作，但是却没有很好的结果。
There's no lasting contentment from the pursuit, and even if we are successful.And we get a good salary, and we have a beautiful home. There are times that we just say, "It's just not enough."
这些都是对我们要长久追逐的平安哈，有时候很难获得。为什么呢？因为假如我有很好的工作，有很好的收入，有时候还是感觉这真是我想要的吗？这够了吗？
And the end result is we fall short of experiencing what God intends for us.
我们这些追逐的结果是，我们就没有得到上帝要我们得到的。
Here's what Jesus says about that.
耶稣是这么说。
The thief has come to steal and destroy.
他说小偷来偷窃来毁坏。
But I have come.
但是我来。
That you might have life abundantly, or a better translation, the fullest life that I have planned for you.
就是要你获得一个丰富的生命。更确切的意思是说，要你获得我为你计划的丰满的生命。
So the enemy wants to derail you and get your attention on stuff.
所以仇敌要使你转向不对的道路上，要你去充满了这些东西。
He wants to get you racing at a feverish pitch to do all the things that you need to do to get everything in order, and in doing that, to omit or neglect the things that are the very core and fiber of what makes life meaningful.
他要你热情地去追求所有的这些可见的东西，但是在这个过程当中呢，你忽视掉了，你漏掉了神要你获得的有意义的东西。
So I think maybe I have a series of questions that I want you to kind of just ask yourself today. Can we do that?
所以现在呢，我就想问你一些问题，让你自己去思考一下。
Let's rate our sense of peace and contentment and rest.
让我们来为自己的平安或满足打分数。
And don't raise your hand, but just answer this question in your mind.
你不需要举手，就心里自己来回答。
I am content with what I have.
首先，我满足于我所拥有的。
I'm content with what I have.
我满足我所拥有的。
I have two cars.
我有两部车。
One is 6 years old, one is 3 years old.
一个六年老，一个三年老。
And there are moments I think, wouldn't it be nice to have a new car?
有的时候我想，有一部新车多好。
But I own them.
但是我拥有这些。
And I don't have any payments.
我没有任何的贷款。
I'm blessed not to have any debt in my life.
而且在我人生当中，我现在不欠任何钱。
But I know if I drive by a new car parking lot and stop, that the enemy will work on me overtime to think that I really can't be happy unless I have something new.
但是假如我走过一个停车场，看到很多的新车，我想仇敌会来骚扰我说，你还不满足。
Some of you men are smiling because you know what I mean, right?
有些弟兄们在笑哈，我想你们知道我在说什么。男人喜欢车。
Am I content with what I have?
我对于我所拥有的满足吗？
Here's the second thing. I am at rest with the job that God has given me and the work that I have opportunity to do.
第二个要问你的问题是说，我在上帝给我的工作当中是不是能够安息，能够满足？
This doesn't mean that.I might want a better job that pays more money and provides for my family.
这不是说或许我有个更好的工作，付我更高的薪水来照顾我的家人。
I know I'm being very practical today, but I want you to think about these truths as they relate to where you stand in your life before God.
那这些问题呢，可以帮助你查验你在上帝面前现在的位置。
But I'm grateful that I have a job.
所以我很感恩我有一个工作。
I'm grateful that the money I earn puts food on my table and puts a roof over my head.
我也很感恩我所赚的钱能够有食物，有房子住。
The average Haitian worker earns $965 a year.
在海地，一般的工人一年的薪水是967块美元。
Can I not be thankful and grateful and content for the work?That God has given me to do.
那难道我不能满足于上帝给我的工作吗？
How about this? I'm at peace with my family and friends.
那第三个问题要问自己就是，我跟家人和朋友之间有平安吗？
And if you're not,
假如没有，
am I pursuing peace?
我会追求这个平安吗？
The Bible says, make every effort to live at peace with one another.
圣经说要尽一切可能与众人和睦。
And if your life is clouded by an unresolved relationship, God has given you tools for coming to a place of resolution and reconciliation.
假如说你跟别人的关系当中存在着阴影，那么神也会给你一个解决这个问题的方法。
Am I enjoying my life?
我享受我的生命
吗？ How many are enjoying your life?
有多少人现在享受自己的人生？
Some of you are not enjoying your life?
有些人不太敢举手哈。
I'm enjoying my life, even though I've been a nurse all week. I'm enjoying my life still.
虽然我这个礼拜都在当护士，但是我还是很享受我的生活。
And I think this idea, saying God, this is we get to live in this county.
我们住在这个郡里面。
We have this beautiful weather.
我们的气候这么好。
We have each other in this body of believers.
我们有彼此信徒之间的关系。
How much do we have to be thankful for and to say, I'm enjoying the life that God is giving me?
所以我们还要什么呢？应该可以说我很感激上帝给我现在的生活。
And I think the final thing is I'm grateful to God because I know that everything that I have comes from His hand.
我可以向上帝感谢，因为我所拥有的一切都来自于他的手。
And maybe you say, well, that's not entirely true because I get up every day and I really work hard.
那有人说，你讲的不是完全对哈，因为我每天早上起来都要去很辛苦的工作。
Where does your strength come from?
那你的力量来自何处呢？
Who gives you the life that you breathe?
神给你呼吸的气息的生命。
Who provides the intellect that allows you to make the decisions that make you successful at work?
神给你这个智能去做每天事务上的决定。
They are a gift of God.
他们都是来自上帝的礼物。
And so the challenge for us in figuring out how to experience peace is taking careful inventory of our lives and being recognizing of the hand of God in what He has given to us each and every day.
所以假如我们能够花点时间查验一下我们现在生活的状态，我们就可以想想我要怎么样改善我跟神、上帝预备我的人生之间的差别。
It's the opposite of envy.
它是嫉妒的相反。
It's the opposite of covetousness.
它也是贪婪的相反。
And let me just say this parenthetical word that comes from the New Testament.
那新约也有这么一句话。
Covetousness and idolatry are linked together by God.
上帝把贪婪跟拜偶像连在一起。
This idea of focusing on something that someone else has and desiring it and then scripting my life in the pursuit of it creates an idolatrous, futile pursuit of something that God does not intend to fulfill our life with.
就是当我们想追逐别人所拥有的，要跟他们一样的时候，这就好像是拜偶像一样。
So here's the deal. So what's the answer?
所以答案是什么呢？
It's painful to pursue my own selfish stuff.
追逐我自己的需要的东西呢，是非常痛苦的。
And I have to really be intentional not to succumb to a sense of disconnect and feverishly aspiring after stuff that I don't have or need.
而且就是我必须立定心意，不是随随意意的，就是必须下定心意，要不要屈从于人生世界上的这些所谓的追逐。
Verses 9 through 12 tell us it's in sharing our lives that we experience the most profit and joy that God has intended.
所以在第9到12章，他说是在我们分享我们的人生的时候，我们才能够最能享受上帝给我们的生活。
Yeah, particularly in verses 7 and 8, it says, you know, if we have nobody to share our lives with,
特别是第七、第八节，
if we don't have a brother or a son to pass on what we have,
假如我们没有一个弟兄或是儿子能够传给他们我们拥有的东西，
then our lives are very distressing and very meaninglessness and very meaningless and very frustrating.
那么人生会是非常的压抑，非常的劳苦。
He closes with in verse 8 by saying, this is vanity and it's unhappy business.
第八节就说这也是虚空，是极重的劳苦。
It's a sad way for us to live our lives.
假如我们人生是这样过的话呢，是相当悲哀的。
So to have nobody else is vanity and unhappiness.
好，没有人与你同行或一同分享是虚空，也是劳苦。
So let's take our final moments. I'm going to ask Annie to read verses 9 through 12 one more time, and let's finish by focusing on these.
好，最后我要重读9到12节，让我们专注这几节经文来结束。两个人总比一个人好，因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效。若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴；若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶起他来，这人就有祸了。再者，二人同睡就都暖和，一人独睡怎能暖和呢？有人攻胜孤身一人，若有二人便能抵挡他。三股合成的绳子不容易折断。
So, I don't know if you mark your Bibles, but I would take these verses and mark them, because I think they are the essence of discovering what it means to change the focus of our lives from all about me to a focus on relationship and the question, how not am I doing, but how are we doing together?
所以假如你喜欢你们有画圣经的习惯呢，我希望你把这几节经文画下来，为他们总结了人生可以丰富的一个原则，这个本质就是当我跟别人能够分享的时候。
He begins by saying in verse 9, two are better than one.
首先他说两个人比一个人好。
How do you say that in Mandarin?
两个人比一个人好。中文怎么说？他说
Okay, let's all say it together in Mandarin,
我们一起说，用中文说。
I won't, but you can.
两个人比一个人好。
And now we'll say it in English, two are better than one. Say that with me.
英文是Two are better than one.
This is like a biblical principle, right?
这就是圣经的原则。
I mean, so you don't get to just go in a corner and hide.
你不要躲到一个角落去。
You don't get to just, how do I want to say it? There's a poem that we used to have that said, I'm trying to think, about little Jack Horner, sat in a corner, eating his Christmas pie. He put his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, oh, what a good boy am I. That's not a happy, necessarily happy life to live that way.
在美国的儿歌里面有一句话，就是 Little Jack Horner 呢，这个小男孩呢，他走到一个角落去吃自己的这个派哈，吃得好高兴，好高兴。然后他说，哎呀，后来吃完他说，哎呀，我是多么好的一个小男孩呀。他说这不是一个很好的图画，就他相当孤单，享受自己的东西。
And it reminds us of verse 5 that says the fool folds his hands and he goes into a corner and he ends up destroying himself.
这使我想起第五节，说一个愚昧人的暴躁，就后来就变成吃自己的肉，他就是一个人生活。
It doesn't matter how much plum pie we eat, it will never be enough.
不管多少李子派你去吃好，总是不够的。
Amen.
是吗？
So he says, here's a couple ways that two are better than one, and we'll talk about them a little bit. 那两人比一人好
呢，有几个方面。
So two are better than one because if we work together, we get more accomplished.
假如说两个人一起做事的话呢，会成就比较多。
So I live on a property with my son. It's a big piece of property.
我现在跟我的儿子住在同一块地上。
I live in a little granny house in the back.
我住在后面的这个祖父祖母的房子。
He lives in a big house in the front because he has four children.
他住在前面大房子，因为他有四个孩子。
But we work together.
但是我们一起合作。
There's a lot of yard to do together.
有很多庭院要做。
And yesterday morning, I got up and I said to Bev, I am going to go take a long walk.
昨天早上我起来，我跟妻子说我要去走很长的路。
Now, a long walk for me is 10 miles.
对我来说是十里。
I did that just the other day. I walked from my house in San Luis all the way downtown to Arroyo Grande. So, I like to walk.
前几天我就这样子从 slow 一直走到 Arroyo Grande 走了十公里。
So, I'm not saying that to brag.
我不是夸口啊。
My wife thinks I'm kind of silly that I do that.
但是我太太说我觉得很觉得我很蠢。
But it gives me time to think, and it makes me...not think that I'm so old after all if I can still do that.
我走路给我时间去思考，而且让我想说我还不是那么老。
So I had my walking shoes on and my shorts and a t-shirt and it's like 7:30 in the morning and I want to get an early start because I know it's going to take me 3 hours and I walk down the driveway and I see my son Chad has a whole pile of plants, about 120 of them, that he is getting ready to plant.
所以昨天早上七点半我起来把走路的鞋都穿好了走到这个车道正要出去的时候呢看到我儿子买了120株植物那天要去种。
And my first thought was, good luck.
我第一个想说祝你好运。
But while I was standing there,
但我站在那边的时候
God spoke to me and said, it would be so good for him and for you if you would do this together.
神就跟我说假如你可以跟他一起来种的话是更好。
Now I confess, I really didn't want to.
我想承认我并不想。
But I spent the next 6 hours planting
接下来的六个小时
120 plants.
我跟他一起种了120棵植物。
And here's the deal.
后来就是
I felt really good when I was done.
做完之后我感觉真的非常好。
It bonded us together.
他把我们两个人连接在一起。
He got the job much done more quickly than if he'd had to do it by himself.
而且他的工作呢，假如一个人做的话呢，要超过很长的时间。
And God blessed me.
那神也祝福了我。
Two are better than one because it makes work sometimes easier.
就两个人总比一个人好，因为他是工作好更容易做。
There's another verse here. It says, "For if they fall,"
还有接下来说，假如他们两个人有人跌倒。
One will lift up his fellow.
一个人就会把另外一个人拉起来。
And when he falls and has not another to lift him up,
that's a very bad situation. 他跌倒就没人把他拉起来了。
I thought about if Beverly had come home from her hip replacement surgery by herself, how difficult it would have been.
我在想，假如我的妻子一个人。手术完后从医院回家
I have to help
对他来说是多么困难呢
First couple of days I have to help lift that leg as she gets out of bed
那头两天好她从床上要起来的时候我必须把她的腿抬起来
Bring the walker right in front of her so she can put her weight upon it
把那个拐杖拿到她身边她可以把她的重量放到那个拐杖上
Help her into the bathroom
好送她去 浴室
Into the shower
去洗澡
To put her clothes on
帮她穿衣服
You know, if I just left her to her own, she would probably fall. She might still be laying on the ground today.
假如她一个人的话呢，她可能会跌倒，会今天还倒在地上。
But here's the thing.
但重要的是
As we have done this, we have laughed and enjoyed the intimacy of sharing in that mutual help for one another.
当我这样帮她的时候呢，我们两个更享受彼此之间的合作。
This is what God intends.
这就是上帝的意思。
We're made for relationship like this.
上帝造我们就要有这样的关系。
And if two be together, they keep warm.
假如两个人在一起的话，那他们可以保持暖和。
And how can one keep warm alone?
一个人怎么保暖呢？
So I'm gonna give an illustration of this. Do I have a few more minutes to finish? Okay, just I'll be real quick.
我最后要做一个比方。
Hospitals can feel like very cold places.
医院可以感觉是一个非常冷清的地方。
They're kind of white and sterile and metal and all of that.
都是白色哈，消毒的那个感觉。
And you can feel kind of cold.
你会感觉在医院很冷。
And this is sort of a pitch for a French hospital, all right?
那我要现在要替这个 French 医院做一个广告。
Bianca gave me a lot of money to make this speech today.
Bianca 付我很多钱来替他们做广告。
But listen, Bev and I have never been in the hospital in all our lives. She was in the hospital for babies, and that's about all we've ever had. We've been so healthy.
我的妻子跟我一直非常健康，我们很少去医院，只有她生产的时候。
As a pastor and a hospice chaplain, I've gone to the hospital hundreds of times, but not for something like this.
但是我作为牧师，还有做临终关怀的牧师，我去医院很多次，但是从来没有是因为生病的缘故。
But there at French Hospital was a cadre of people whose commitment was to make Bev comfortable and warm.
但是在 French 这个医院呢，有一群护士还有照顾人的，他们的目标就是使我太太感觉很温暖，被照顾。
From nurses to therapists to doctors, they made.
从护士、治疗师一直到医生。
They made that decision, that process she went through, warm and an incredibly important part of the healing process.
他们使我太太经过的整个过程感觉非常温暖，而且帮助她的复原。
And you know who's kind of in charge of most of the nurses there?
那你知道谁是在那边监督所有的护士的呢？
And here's what one of them said to me, so you can close your ears if you want, Bob Bianca. She said, Bianca models for us what it means to serve others.
所以他们当中有人就跟我讲说 ,Bianca 做出怎么去服侍别人的榜样。
This is part of what it means in the body of Christ, that two are better than one, because we in the body of Christ, the Bible says we belong to one another.
这就是在基督身体之内两个人比一个人好的一个定义哈，就是我们有彼此的扶持，彼此的照顾。
And we have these multiple opportunities to share what we have with others.
我们有很多很多的机会跟别人分享我们所拥有的。
So that the real question today is not so much how am I investing in myself? Am I just building? You remember in the book of Luke, the story of the man who was building just bigger barns. Am I just investing in myself?
所以我们要想想最大的挑战就是我还是投资在自我的人身上吗？
Or am I giving myself to relationships with God and with one another?
还是我会把我的人生投注在上帝以及彼此之间的生活当中。
So here's the question.
所以有一个问题就是
It's not how I am doing.
不是我这个人过得怎么样。
But how are we doing?
而是我们过得怎么样。
How are we doing, Lord? How are we doing in our relationship together?
主我们的关系如何呢？
And how are we doing in our church, family, and in our neighborhoods, and in our places of work, in reaching out to those around us, serving them, sharing with them the richness of our faith and hope in Christ?
在我们的教会里面，在我们的社区当中，在我们的工作当中，我们怎么跟自己的朋友、邻居来分享呢？
To live your life is to live it futilely.
过自己的生活就是过无意的人生。
When you only are focused on yourself,
当你只专注在自己的身上
to live it fully,
要过一个丰富的生活
is to be able to ask the question, what are we doing?
就是必须回答我们过得怎么样这个问题
and to smile as you rehearse the blessings of God in your life and investing in others.
而当你操练分享神给你的祝福的时候呢，投资在别人身上，你就会经历那个丰富的人生。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Jesus.
耶稣，我们感谢你。
Because you did that better than any one of us could ever do.
因为你做的比我们任何人都可能做得好。
The Bible said that you, the Son of God, took upon yourself the form of a servant.
因为圣经说你作为神的儿子却取了奴仆的形象。
And then you offered your life up for us.
将你的生命献上给我们。
We sang this beautiful song earlier, help us to offer our lives up to God.
我们刚刚唱的一首诗歌非常的美好，就是帮助我们将生命奉献给你。
So that we can be a vessel of blessing to others.
好让我们能够成为祝福他人的器皿。
In that and that alone will we find full life.
也只有这样，而且唯独这样，我们才能获得丰富的生命。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.